Texte numéro 92. Tesla is putting self-driving in the hands of drivers amid criticism the tech is not ready. In a year when Tesla might have been forgiven for extending its timeline on a key initiative, Elon Musk is forging ahead with a vision for what he calls full self-driving. This week, a group of drivers was selected to receive a software update that downloaded automatically into their cars, enabling the vehicles to better steer and accelerate without human hands and feet. According to Tesla, hundreds of thousands of its cars will be able to drive themselves as soon as this year, probably making them the first large fleet of vehicles billed as autonomous, owned by ordinary consumers. Tesla is advancing despite skepticism among some safety advocates about whether Tesla's technology is ready, and whether the rest of the world is ready for cars that drive themselves. An industry coalition consisting of General Motors, Cruise, Ford, Uber and Waymo, among others, this week criticised the move by Tesla, saying its vehicles are not truly autonomous because they still require an active driver. Self-driving is lightly regulated in the United States, and Tesla does not need permission to launch the new feature. A point of contention among Tesla's critics is that the company is moving ahead without a key piece of hardware. Nearly all self-driving car makers have embraced LiDAR sensors, which are placed on the outside of vehicles and can detect the precise size, shape, and depth of objects in real time, even in bad weather. Instead, Tesla is trying to achieve full self-driving with a suite of cameras and a type of radar that are constantly connected to an advanced neural network. Tesla's technology can detect vehicles and pedestrians in the road and some objects, such as trees, but it cannot always see the true shape or depth of the obstacles it encounters, according to some safety experts. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has decried LiDAR as expensive, redundant, and a fool's errand, calling anyone who relied on it doomed. In response to a recent analyst question, Musk said he would not equip the company's vehicles with LiDAR, even if it were totally free. In addition, unlike autonomous vehicle companies such as Waymo and Cruise, which have been testing their self-driving cars in controlled pilot programs, Tesla has decided to put its self-driving technology into the hands of consumers. That means the risks of a malfunction will be absorbed by ordinary drivers. Tesla did not respond to requests for comment. The company has said it will not activate full self-driving until it receives regulatory approval, though it remains unknown exactly what certification would be needed. Musk said on Twitter the self-driving beta rollout would be extremely slow and cautious, as it should. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2020.